Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. One of the morning speakers on the opening day of the Kentucky Fruit and Vegetable Conference, January 8, will be Tamara Sandberg, Executive Director of the Kentucky Association of Food Banks. In 2011, with help from the Kentucky Ag Department and the General Assembly, they debuted a program to help purchase seconds, perfectly nutritious produce, but which didn't make the number one grade for retail.
We'll be talking about our Farms to Food Banks program, and that's the program that we use grant funding to help farmers cover their cost of picking, packing, and transporting donated produce to a food bank. Our program has zero budget for recruitment and marketing, so we rely a lot on word of mouth, referrals, and presentations like this to spread the word among farmers about the program.
They pay just under wholesale for those seconds, but at least participating farmers can get something for them.
This past year, just closing out 2017, we worked with 390 different farmers in Kentucky from 66 counties, and they provided 3.6 million pounds of fresh produce that's been distributed in all 120 counties. So yes, the program has grown every year, but we know there's a lot more farmers that have still not heard about our program, and so we're hoping to spread the word and let everybody know about it.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
For fruit and vegetable producers, the Farm to Food Banks program can actually work as a cushion. Tamara Sandberg explains that their payments are processed quickly, and they can help in part keep that farmer's labor force moving forward.
One of the benefits of our program, even though we pay below wholesale prices by law for what we access from Kentucky farmers, the benefit is our cash flow turnaround is pretty quick. Within 2 weeks of a farmer delivering the produce, they'll receive a check from us. And many of the other buyers that Kentucky farmers work with, they have to wait months to get paid. So farmers tell us that even the little amount of cash that we're able to provide helps them keep their employees working longer in the season.
Sandberg says that come tax season, many of us can help by making a donation by checking off a portion of our state refunds to go for the Farms to Food Banks program. That's on line 33. Complete program details online at kafb.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.